For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Big shout out to you for making it through the hectic holiday season. This new year, get clean, quality, pregnancy nutrient support off your to-do list, including Ritual's best-selling essential prenatal multivitamin, designed with 12 traceable key ingredients to support a healthy pregnancy. With big changes coming up, take the small steps now and start today with 30% off a three-month supply at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Good morning. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventure. From right here, the Impact Power Sports studio, Impact Power Sports. Out at the Outdoor Show in Grand Rapids at DeVos Place. I just got off the phone with Drew from Impact Power Sports. He said, easy, we're doing this thing with Lomas Brown, Detroit Lions legend, where there are several golf carts that have been built by us at Impact, he tells me, to be auctioned off for Lomas Brown's charity, which helps people in need. Outstanding. And the particular golf carts are custom made, one for Barry Sanders, one for Calvin Johnson, one for Jahmyr Gibbs, and what's the other guy's name? Something Montgomery. What's his name? Sonic and Knuckles. Anyway, the golf carts are Sonic and Knuckles, and then one for Lomas. So those are theirs, but they're giving them to Lomas so that he can auction them off. So you can sit in their golf carts and then possibly win them. Either auction or contest, I'm not sure. It's going on all this weekend at the Outdoor Show. And I will be there tomorrow at the Outdoor Show with Big Drew. So that is so cool. Outstanding. Those folks do a great job over there at Impact Power Sports. Find them online at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. They are on 14 Mile Road in Rockford, Michigan. All right. It is a, it's weird because it's Friday and most people are celebrating St. Patty's Day today. Well, you know, there's a lot of festivities that are going on. Here in where I live, there is this event called Irish on Ionia, which is a street in downtown Grand Rapids. So the various clubs would open their doors and, you know, people would kind of like hang out in the street. It started just a couple of clubs, and then everybody, like, was having such a good time that it started to open up to more and more people. Then they, like, would shut down the street completely and set up stages and all this shit. And this continued to grow and grow and grow and grow. And then there were literally thousands of people in the street, and then it was spreading over to, like, other streets. Okay. And then there were so many people that every year hundreds would die. And then that number kept growing, you know, because it was just so many people packed into there getting bombed. And then everyone there's no such thing as a designated driver or Uber for these animals. So they would get completely bombed and then get in their cars. And then within rolling 10 feet, they've plowed into a crowd of children and run over. They didn't even stop, just like drove through them. There's kids flying everywhere and body parts and green beer, and they love it, you know, and they celebrate this you know, all of this chaos, and then the news will report on it, and they'll say 300 dead this last hour at Irish on Ionia. Sometimes the Irish on Ionia would coincide with like the hockey game with the Grand Rapids Griffins. So we would be in there doing the game, and then these psychopaths, these drunk lunatics would bust in and actually run on the ice. They would assault players. It was remarkable. Occasionally they'd have guns, be shooting them into the air. Everybody loses their mind on St. Paddy's Day. That is the new number. This is the new number one, at least around here, party day of the year. So they moved it. Now it's no longer called Irish on Ionia. It's called Irish off Ionia. And it's now located in like, I don't know, it's like the middle of a fucking parking lot. I take it back. It's in an area of Grand Rapids known as Calder Plaza, which is this wide open space north of that, still in the city. More room so that the snipers that are in the surrounding buildings looking down on it can take these people out when they start to get out of this bull ring. They have set up fencing all around it, you know, kind of like the fencing in between Israel and Gaza until the fucking idiots burst through there. And so then people will go into this caged area, and not only is it surrounded like with razor wire, but there's actually fencing on top so no one can get out, World War Z style. And then if things start to get too rough, the snipers will start to take people out. They're hoping that this year, other than the revelers dying, no one else will die. It's happening actually tomorrow. And it's actually very, very good, because if it were today it's going to be like 70 plus degrees around here. And I don't know about in your, where you live in your neck of the woods. You get that first day where it's really warm out after you're shedding the long, cold winter, people in general tend to really like come out in droves. Burst out at the seams. I know it's like that in the neighborhood here. By the end of the day today, everyone will have swept out their garages and, you know, just kind of like that spring fever type of vibe going. So that would be perfect for lots of death at Irish off Ionia today in my neck of the woods of Grand Rapids, Michigan. There's all sorts of music and dance and song going on throughout this event. Like, if you were to take a look at it right now, like, these guys are going to be performing. Who knows what the fuck their name is? It's, you know, this is traditionally what you need to look like if you are in a iron band. I'm sorry, why did I say that? Iron. Irish band is what I wanted to say. I said iron. What the hell happened there? This band is known as Fat Fuck Murphys. You've heard of Dropkick Murphys. Fat Fuck Murphys. This guy's so fat, he has to play bass while seated. This guy is playing some weirdo guitar. I don't know what that is. He's wearing the kilt. He's got the Tyrion Lannister Hand of the King thing on his little skirt there, whatever the fuck it is, kilt. And then all of these bands are playing. You know, you expect your bagpipes. you can get a ticket for $25. So all that ticket does is allows you to go into the fenced area and drink shitty beer. And they love it here. They love to party at this event. I suggest you stay away tomorrow. Now, I have a basketball game tomorrow at the arena. So I'm so delighted that these animals will be gone away from Ionia right next to the arena and will be off on the other side of town doing their thing. Stay away, stay away, stay away. This is a young person's event. You don't want to be an old fuddy-duddy like me at an event like this. Bob says he's going to be having corned beef and cabbage on Monday. That is my father's actual birthday. As Packer for Fun says, tell your dad happy birthday on the 17th. No kidding. Yankees suck. Kevin up north says, I used to love these guys, but they're a joke now. I don't know what you're talking about. The band Fat Fuck Murphys? iWake616. I'm pretty sure that I know who that is. I'm pretty sure that iWake616 is an audience member that hasn't been here in a while, right? That is Kyler, if I'm not mistaken. Kyler has had, I've been following on Facebook. He's been having some trials and tribulations. So we're thinking about him. I hope you're hope you guys are doing okay over there. I'm saying hello to you now, and everyone has missed you terribly, Mr. Kyler. He says, I blacked out there one year and was asking people to cheers and high five, proceeded to not recognize childhood friends that I saw earlier in the day. All right. So, that's where the day is going to take a lot of revelers this weekend. Not me, though. I will be at the outdoor show with Drew from Impact Power Sports. Not to be confused with Big Drew, like I said earlier. Come see me at the outdoor show tomorrow afternoon. If you get there and say, where the hell is he? I'll be with Impact Power Sports. You can't miss it. Scott is here. Scott the cop says, great shows yesterday, EZ. Well, that's a very kind thing to say. Thank you. I appreciate that very much. I had a lot going on yesterday. Completed nearly 6 hours of broadcast. With the free podcast yesterday, that clocked in at 2:30 minutes for the Patreon bonus podcast. That was 30, so 2.5. We did an hour and 40 for, what do you call it? Who are these broadcasters? So that's 4:10 plus another hour and 30. For who are these free beers in the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, clocking in at 5 hours and 40 minutes. Outstanding. It featured a nap in the middle of it. Couldn't have done it without the nap. Couldn't have done it without you. Naps and you, that's all I need to survive. I appreciate that. Rebecca says the show really was so good yesterday. Wow, that's you guys are making me blush. You know? I appreciate that very much. I will say this, the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast yesterday, we kind of went down a couple of rabbit holes that were just so much fun. First of all, Scott the cop is a wealth of information and knowledge. Excuse me, I got a cough. All right, I'm back. We started talking cop stuff with him. That was insightful and entertaining, to say the least. Then we kind of stumbled upon, we went down the rabbit hole of the first YouTube rap star, Blazin' Hazen, who was a regular on my old radio show. We frequently beat the shit out of that guy. One day we even put him on. He's still doing the same thing, these dumb rap videos. And we watched some of them when he was really young and watched some of the newer ones. He's improved. He definitely has smoothed out his rapping, but he still writes like a piece of shit. And just a lot of fun. We talked about the disgust that Stu McAllister has when he learned that Ben Glaze was awarded funniest comic in Grand Rapids. Excuse me, which I have got to get Stu on here because he was so emphatic with shock. Stand by. I really got the coughs going right now. I'll also say that on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, we reviewed my 1995 video. Well, the video that my pal Rick made from 1995 from the Saginaw Rock and Blues Festival at Z93. Featured in that is a clip of me doing a dance. And it's tough to put into words what happened there. Eventually, I will post that video or clips from it. But you just to see the reactions of the audience member and audience members and hear the reactions of seeing me do this dumbass dance as I was massively intoxicated during the event that was recorded way back in August of 1995. I'm not sure we'll even get Stu here. I'm hoping that we do. Been way too long. We also had a lot of commentary about Stu's. Hey, Stu, how are you?
I'm good, man. You?
I was just reviewing how you reach. I'm podcasting, by the way. Sorry.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm reviewing how you sent me the shocking message about Ben winning the coveted Best Comedian in Grand Rapids Award.
I demand a recount.
That I've been having a lot of laughs about this because Ben hasn't done a comedy show. He did two in January, and prior to that, like none for a couple years.
Well, that's how comedy works in Grand Rapids. You don't have to do it to win.
Have there been any discussions because you have shaken off the dust and you are back on stage?
I'm back, baby.
Yeah. Has there been any discussions with some of the other comedians that you rub elbows with about Ben's big victory?
I don't think anyone really cares. I mean, if anyone does care, they're stupid.
I don't know, Stu. It seemed like you cared when you were texting me.
The outrage was real.
Friend of the show, Mike Logan, also was snubbed in favor of Ben Glaze. Mike strikes me as the type of guy who's going to do like a letter writing campaign or something.
He might be the one guy who's upset by it. But I've come to the realization that none of that shit matters. None of it matters, right?
Essentially,
one best podcast in Grand Rapids. Is it going to do anything for you? No.
Right. Essentially, well, I'm not going to lie. If I won best podcast in Grand Rapids, I am so proud of myself. So I'm not going to sit there and poo-poo that. I think some of the audience members are suggesting, Stu McAllister, that you are actually jealous of Ben's comedy pedigree now as the number one comic in Grand Rapids.
I have asked Ben to be my ghostwriter.
All right. Well, we're hoping he might actually do a show sometime this year. He is going to be at the award ceremony to collect his award. We're thinking that's a good time to bust out some comedy. That's going to be a fun night.
That, to be honest, when I heard that he bought tickets, that upset me more. that he paid the $75 to go to this sham award show.
I think the award is basically an opportunity to make some money.
Right.
Yes.
I want him to slap somebody. I want him to do a Will Smith and just slap somebody.
Oh, my God, yes. That's a great bit. If it wasn't,
yeah,
if was
awesome.
If it was more timely, that would probably work. I want to read you a comment from Patrick in South Carolina. He writes, "Ben is legitimately funny. Stu has psychopathic undertones seen when he attacked his poor dog. Your thoughts?"
Fair enough. I don't know who that guy is, but sure.
During the football season, is there any possibility of you holding the new dog like a football while you jump onto the table?
Yes. Squiggly is about the size of a football, so I could do that, yes.
Squiggly is the new pooch. We know that.
Yeah, her name's Lily, but I call her Squiggly because her butt's always mowing around. She's got squiggly butt.
How many times a day do you have to clean up feces in the house?
I need to keep a track on like a calendar. It's been a while, so I've been doing pretty good letting them outside.
Stu, as the local purveyor and person who transports Dippin' Dots to the various places where those are served throughout Michigan,
yeah,
is that your plan today?
Indiana right now, man.
You're okay. So yes, you're serving other states as well, Indiana. Are you getting a lot the idea that in Indiana, those communities are a lot like some of these northern Michigan communities there?
Yeah, they're very hillbilly, man. They're super hillbilly down here.
Okay. Everybody behaving, though?
Yeah, I haven't had any problems yet, but I'm fully expecting some.
Stu, yesterday on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, we did a full breakdown towards the idea that you have a deadly disease. Yay or nay?
I have a deadly disease?
Yeah, we said you look like you have AIDS right now.
As far as I know, I don't have AIDS, but I appreciate the concern. Is it because of that picture that I posted?
Oh, yeah, the one that looks like you've got like a bed sore the size of a silver dollar.
Right. Oh, yeah. No, that's a very flattering picture. I told Carl, I said, "Carl, take the worst picture of me possible, please." And he did.
Sobel's Comedy Night. You're a regular on that thing, right?
Yeah, the River City Saloon. Yeah, it's every Wednesday. And it's a good show. It's a good show, man. Ben should get up there again.
Oh, he's horrible. Are you kidding me?
Not according to the voters in Grand Rapids. They love him.
Exactly. It's a great thing. What a bit of glory for Ben. Doesn't even do comedy and he wins best comic. Holy fuck.
That's how good he is, man.
He is that good. He is that good. Stu, all right, we'll check you there at the comedy night. That's awesome. People always check out the Elemento podcast. I know Linda loves it. And
two things.
Yeah.
I'm doing a show next Thursday at Dr. Grant's. It's a paid show. Holy shit.
Who is there anyone else on the bill?
Nah, no one worthwhile. It's just me. Just come to see me. But
oh.
I had a question, man. Tomorrow is the last Ironman game. Are you gonna be there?
No, I'm not. I've got a basketball game to do. I cannot do the Iron. It's a weird schedule this year. Again, it seems like every year they play at a different time of the year.
Right.
Yeah.
It's strange. They keep joining different leagues, whatever. Are you going to be involved with the Rampage?
Well, I don't think that's a real thing. I was doing some research on the Grand Rapids Rampage.
Yeah.
And some folks who are really into indoor football did a deep dive. And discovered that this might be all a hoax, which is strange.
That sucks, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't, probably not. It sounds like a fly-by-night shit show at all. These people who came up with this league, they came up with this league a handful of years ago.
Right.
And they have like quote unquote teams in every town, all they have really is logos and press releases.
Right.
And then every year they always say, well, all right, instead of starting to play football this year, we're going to wait till next year. And then they actually haven't even played any games yet in the years that they've been a so-called league.
Yeah, I mean, that's indoor football. I don't want to call it shady, but it's definitely minor league. And yeah, I'm looking at like all the teams and I'm like, how are they going to afford all this stuff?
Yeah,
right?
It's bullshit. I think it's all a scam, you know?
Yeah, that's a bummer, man.
Stu McAllister, be safe on the roads, okay?
Love you, baby.
See you, buddy.
Talk, yeah.
There you
we'll
go. That is the amazing Stu McAllister. Kyler refers to it as the Fire Football League, as in Fire Festival. Yeah, it's so stupid. People were quick to jump on the story. The first thing I noticed about that story in our neck of the woods here was it didn't say who owned the team. It didn't say anything about actually playing. It didn't say where they were going to play. It was just an announcement with a logo that said the Grand Rapids Rampage are back. And then there was a couple cats who do a podcast, a father-son team, who did a show, a video podcast, live stream, and they talked about how, yeah, this is we've been following this league from afar for quite some time. It appears to be all BS.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Big shout out to you for making it through the hectic holiday season. This new year, get clean, quality, pregnancy nutrient support off your to-do list, including Ritual's best-selling essential prenatal multivitamin, designed with 12 traceable key ingredients to support a healthy pregnancy. With big changes coming up, take the small steps now and start today with 30% off a 3-month supply at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So, whatever. So probably not going to be doing that league. There's some comment about yesterday's segment of what's worse. Another round of is it worse than a Nazi? I was posing the you had two choices. If you had to choose between being a Nazi and a child molester, what would you choose? People are like, well, I wouldn't be either. It's like, well, that's not the rules of the game. The rules of the game state you must pick. And I said, if anybody picks child molester, they're fucked up or crazy or lying. Of course, I would rather be a Nazi than a child molester. There are a lot of things that I would rather be. There are a lot of things that I would be a Nazi over. Okay. Kevin says neither is always my wife's answer to hypotheticals. You know who drives me crazy is people who don't know how to play and express themselves in hypothetical situations like that. It's like, yeah, look, I need you to focus and just give me an either or. And just know that this isn't real, okay? And just because you say you'd rather be a Nazi instead of a child molester doesn't mean you actually are, and you're not going to get in trouble. So quit being a pain in my asshole and give me a goddamn answer. What would you rather be, a Nazi or a child molester? Now, if you actually said a child molester, you wouldn't get in trouble, but I think people would look at you with a higher raised eyebrow than Nazi, because I think nowadays Nazis are coming back. Like, I don't want Nazis to come back, but I'm pretty sure they're coming back. When you have the president of the United States, Elon Musk, flashing a Nazi salute twice on Inauguration Day. I think Nazism is back. Like, there are a lot of people who say it's hip to be a Nazi. You know, you laugh, but that's kind of like what we get here. This is what all you dumbasses voted for. You idiots said, we want this. And so now you're acting. A lot of people that voted for President Musk and his sidekick, Donald Trump, are now starting to have buyer's remorse. I don't know if you saw this article. 60% of people who voted in the last election, which there was that's a lot of Trump voters. Okay, you can pretty much take all of the people that voted for Kamala Harris aren't satisfied, but 60% of all voters are not happy with DOGE, which is what is kind of running the government right now. Well, at least it's capturing all the headlines. There you go. 60% in a new poll, 60% of voters unhappy with Department of Government efficiency and the handling of federal workers. Now, I don't know why these people would say that, because I'm actually quite happy with how this has gone. I support people that come into the government and, you know, cut rid of the excess and the fat. That whole USAID organization, I don't know if you saw that organization. That's the one that was sending millions of dollars for frivolous adventures and grants to different parts of the world. Like there was one thing that DOGE cut out that was really frivolous and you know, sketchy. USAID sent millions so that people in impoverished countries can get water. And there's no American that would support that. So the people found out that people who were dying of thirst, they went to turn on their well and nothing came out. And most Americans polled said, yeah, we support that. We would rather that those people get zero water than have us pay for it. So that there was also a good portion of impoverished areas that have no food. We have eliminated millions of dollars in food aid for those countries. So it's hard to not get behind that. I can't think of anything more frivolous than babies eating and getting water. I mean, what a silly thing to support. So Elon Musk, President Musk, has wiped out those programs. There's also been thousands, if not more, hundreds of thousands, maybe even more than that, of jobs wiped out. The Postal Service has announced that they are going to be wiping out a good percentage of their workforce because they are working in the red. So, you know, pretty much a couple people who deliver the mail will work gigantic cities. Like in Charlotte, North Carolina, all of the mail is going to be delivered by two people in that entire town. And that is going to replicate itself. The plan is to have about 300 mail carriers in the U.S. to deliver mail on time every day. And, you know, all these people are taking early retirement. And then they say, yes, we agree to take our early retirement and get our country funded, what do you call it, pension. And then when they go to get the pension, it's not there. That is what is going on. Rebecca says, fuck them kids. I only care about babies before they are born. After they're born, they need to start working to earn their living. And that's what most audience members of mine feel like. That is the prevalent theory right now. But 60% of Americans are now saying, according to this article, that they are not happy with DOGE. I think what you have there is a lot of these people that are responding to that have actually been fired. Like they voted for Trump, and this is the administration. And then they're like getting buyer's remorse because their jobs are getting wiped out. You know, it's like if you had just read that manifesto that came out that Trump wrote, what was it called? Project 29 or Operation 36 or Directive 54, Studio 54. It said that it was going to do all this, but nobody read that. 60% of respondents in the Quinnipiac University poll of registered voters saying they are not supportive of DOGE. 36% said they are supportive of the way Musk and DOGE are dealing with federal workers. I am one of those. I am very supportive of DOGE and Musk. Musk has done an amazing job. And honestly, with what we spoke about earlier, how in America now, Nazis are back. Musk is actually showing that if you can just get past the murder of other races of people and nationalities of people, these Nazis have been quite effective at doing what they're supposed to do. So, like Musk as a Nazi is committing genocide on all of these dollars and cents figures that had been leaving the country. And he is also terminating a blitzkrieg of firings on these employees. And I know it's not really a great thing to say, but the Nazis are saying scoreboard. The Nazis in America are very happy with this effort. And I know a lot of you audience members are actually doing the same thing. You are happy with the performance of Elon Musk and the other Nazis that are working in the government. Scott asks me, hey, EZ, are you running the Irish Jig tomorrow? I saw you in it years ago, but never since. Oh, that's a great race. No, there's a lot of fantastic runners in that thing. Somebody might break like 15 minutes in that thing. That is a fast, fast race. I am not capable of running anymore with the arthritis. I do not run anymore. Ben Glaze is here. He says one of the biggest Nazi supporters is a musical genius, Kanye West. You got to take a look at what Kanye has done recently. He has thrown his weight behind being a Nazi. And then he came back and said, I've given it some thought. I'm not a Nazi. And I don't know, maybe he's a Nazi again. So he's kind of like in this flux. Maybe he read the tea leaves that saying you're a Nazi isn't that great. I don't know who got in his ear about, you know, having that capitulation, if you will, and saying, hey, I don't know if this is a good idea. Matt brings up a great question. Ben Glaze, if you had to choose between being a Nazi or a child molester, what would you choose in this hypothetical scenario? I absolutely would choose Nazi. I would rather be a Nazi because that doesn't mean I'm necessarily going to kill anyone. It just means, like, I think like a Nazi. Ben says the same thing. He'd rather be a Nazi than a child molester. In America these days, if you say you are a Nazi, the worst things ever are going to happen to you. For the most part. That might not be the case after this president is done, who has a Nazi, or is a Nazi. That would be Elon Musk. Ben says he'd be a Nazi, but boy, do I love children. Exactly. We knew that about you. My God. That's a lot to process there. I forget how we got onto this again. Oh, I was talking about 60% of Americans don't like Doge. With that, there was just a story I saw that yesterday a federal judge has ruled that Trump must hire back people who were fired. Like a ton of people that were fired. Possibly even tens of thousands of people. They were known as probationary workers. So people who were recently brought in to start their jobs. So they, you know, I guess they call them probies. The terminations were directed by a personnel office that had no authority to do so, said Judge William Alsup in San Francisco, ordered the Department of Veterans Affairs, Agriculture, Defense, Energy, and the Interior and the Treasury to immediately offer reinstatement to employees terminated on or about February 13th and 14th using guidance, blah, 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 blah. The White House has not yet responded, but I imagine that they will file some type of appeal and it will work its way up to the Supreme Court, who will then rule in favor of the White House. Boy, can you imagine being a worker who's like, you're fired. No, we're going to bring you back. You're fired. We're going to bring you back. It's God. All this week, we have been talking about how the Dow, the markets have been just tanking. It's been so strange, and I don't know what's happening today. I don't know what is taking place, but what good news could have happened. But it has surged 441 points today, so we're still in these wild swings going on. Who knows? It might have to do with the fact that, I don't know if you saw this yesterday, Putin came out and has responded to the United States' ceasefire in the war against Ukraine. The Kremlin weighed in on this today and said there were certainly reasons to be cautiously optimistic about the prospect of peace in Ukraine. Now, after we saw what happened with Trump and Vance and Zelensky in the White House, I would be shocked if the so-called ceasefire was anything more than Zelensky completely conceding this war, and the Russians move in and take over the country and then cut off Zelensky's head and put it on a pike, and Ukraine is absorbed into Russia. That, in my mind, is really the only thing that could possibly get Putin to agree to stop this war with Ukraine. I don't think any of us have actually ever heard why he did this, but I'm pretty sure it's because, you know, he just wants Ukraine because it was part of Russia when Ukraine declared its independence, when the Cold War ended. That was a problem to Putin, who was not yet in power when that all happened. But since then, he's quietly been bringing back the Soviet Union, you know. I wonder if he's ever going to want to reabsorb Armenia. Because when that was the Soviet Union, Armenia was part of it. In fact, my cousin Garo, God damn it, my cousin Gregor, Garo is the father of Sarkis and Gregor. Gregor is older now. He's probably about 65, 70, my oldest cousin. Before he came to the U.S., he could not leave the Soviet Union. He didn't, you know, it was a difficult thing to get out of the Soviet Union, but they eventually managed to do it in the 1970s somehow. I think there was some cloak and dagger shit going on to make that happen. But prior to that, my cousin actually had to enlist in the Soviet Army. I mean, he spent 4 years as a member of the military. I would love to pick his brain about that, by the way. Matt says, are all of your cousins Mortal Kombat characters? Yeah, those are kind of Mortal Kombat names. My uncle Garo had three children, Gregor, Sarkis, and Mary, my sweet cousin Mary. Why did I bring that up? What was I going to talk about? I feel like I'm in one of those moods on a Friday. A little bit more about the Kremlin's cautiously optimistic response to Trump's Ukraine truce deal. This article, according to NBC Nightly News, says that it hides Putin's dilemma. The Russian president said he would prepare to accept a ceasefire, but only on terms very favorable to the Kremlin. Well, no shit. Yeah, there's no one thinking that this is actually going to be favorable to Ukraine. Come on now. Let's check this out.
In his first comments on President Trump's 30-day ceasefire proposal, which was already accepted by Ukraine, Russia's President Putin tonight...
See, I never heard that. I did not hear that Ukraine accepted this whenever that was. The last thing I heard was when Vance and Trump were yelling at Zelensky in the visit to the U.S. I didn't realize that Zelensky said, I accept your ceasefire terms.
Proposal, which was already accepted by Ukraine, Russia's President Putin tonight said he's in favor of the idea, then gave several reasons why he's not agreeing to it for now. The idea itself is right, and we absolutely support it, but there are questions we should discuss, he said, suggesting he'll call President Trump directly. President Putin went on to say a military pause would give Ukraine time to regroup and rearm while Russian forces are making gains on the battlefield, especially in the Russian province of Kursk, where Putin just visited, donning fatigues and speaking of victory and new buffer zones.
Well, we'd like to see a ceasefire from Russia.
Still, President Trump described Putin's comments tonight as encouraging.
He put out a very promising statement, but it wasn't complete. Now we're going to see whether or not Russia's there, and if they're not, it'll be a very disappointing moment for the world.
On the front lines in Ukraine, troops aren't putting down the guns yet. They doubt Putin is seriously considering ending the war.
This soldier is scanning the sky for Russian drones. Even with all this talk of a ceasefire, soldiers out here say they're seeing no let-up in Russian attacks.
They say it's time to give peace a chance.
Everyone is waiting to see if Putin will also agree. What do you expect?
Russia's commitments, the soldier said, are not worth the paper they are printed on.
President Trump's envoy, Steve Witkoff, is in Moscow tonight pushing the ceasefire deal. Here in Ukraine, President Zelensky called Putin's comments predictable and manipulative.
Okay. Perhaps. I don't know. But let me ask you this. Let's put this in play right now and kick this football around. Let's just say that it's legit, okay? And let's just say that Zelensky says, yeah, we'll take those terms. And then Putin says, all right, if you take them, all right, let's work this out. We agree. And the ceasefire leads to an end to the war. Can any of you, and then, you know, they, whatever, I don't even know what the terms would be in this hypothetical scenario, but remember, Zelensky agreed to it. If the world is at that spot, how can anyone who thinks Trump is an asshole look at that and not feel somewhat, I don't know, supportive, surprised, excellent? I don't think there's too many bad things that can come of no longer killing people. I mean, I'm not, obviously, I can't stand Trump. But if this works, I don't know how you can take a look at that and be not on board. You can even get away with saying, well, he fucking, it's the first good thing he's done. I'd even let that go. You would have to, I don't give a fuck what means, but that would mean that in 2 short months, he would have stopped all of that. And in a sense, you know, saving us billions of dollars in costs in supporting this war. And now we have peace between these people and, well, I would say, a stronger relationship in the standing of the world. Right? My God. Rebecca says, I would give Trump credit if this actually worked, but that doesn't make him any less of an asshole. Well, yeah, I know. There are so many other things Trump does that make him a terrible human. Right, but this does, in my opinion, nullify some of those. That is a thing, by the way. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Big shout out to you for making it through the hectic holiday season. This new year, get clean, quality, pregnancy nutrient support off your to-do list, including Ritual's best-selling essential prenatal multivitamin, designed with 12 traceable key ingredients to support a healthy pregnancy. With big changes coming up, take the small steps now and start today with 30% off a 3-month supply at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.